Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to be treated to the wisdom of a legendary thought leader, the galactic guru of business planning, Tim Berry, is here. And I'll tell you, we are so fortunate to have had his wisdom and his message, his stories to tell us, to help us run our businesses better in so many different ways. Over the last almost 19 years, he's been hanging out with us. As you know, he's the founder of Palo Alto Software. How many hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of entrepreneurs have been helped by the products that he created? And he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, well, really all the important books on business planning, including his new one, Lean Planning. And he's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and congratulations. 20th year, wow.
Yeah, well, you've been right here with almost the whole time. I've only been on the show about 3 months longer than you have, so.
Yeah, it's something, isn't it?
Well, I appreciate the abiding support you've given us over the years, and I know my audience does too. One of the great things that we've talked about over the years about this time of the year every time is just the doing the refresh thing, just going back and looking at where we've been, what we've done, and as you say, plan versus actual. That's one of his standard comments, references, folks. What was our plan and what was our actual, and what did we learn from it, and where are we going from here?
Yeah, you know, that's where it becomes management, and as business owners, it just, we get lost in the details too easily. And that's great because we live by the details. But I do really urge all business owners to at least once a year take a step away and take a look at the larger picture and do what I call the strategy refresh to make sure that you're not missing the important things while you're minding all those details that you have to mind.
Well, exactly, and because a lot of times there are things that are incrementally important. There are things that are important every single day, and then there are things that are important, but they're kind of on the margins, right? They're not actually in your face all the time, but over a period of time, they must be done. And one of the things you talk about in your refresh strategy is identity. And that's something that might seem, it's probably out on the margins, it's out in the fringe. You don't think about that very much because when you say, well, yeah, of course I know what my identity is. What do you think?
It's like a fingerprint. Every company has its unique identity. And what I think about the refresh, now, identity is how you're different. It's what you do best. It's your history, it's your brand, it's what you're hoping that one customer will tell somebody else about your business when they're walking down the street. You know, this is that new Thai restaurant on the South Side, or yeah, he's somebody who specializes in this kind of consulting. That, you know, some people talk about core competence. Every business has it, and every so often you want to take a step back and remind yourself, because we lose track and then we lose focus and we start to let that kind of get blurred, and it's better to keep it sharp and keep it fresh in your mind.
Well, this is where, Tim, you ask your people and maybe even your customers, you probably even want to ask your customers, who do you say that we are? Who do you say what is the marketplace think about us? What is our identity to the marketplace. Establish that this year, right now. If you haven't done it before, establish that as a baseline. Quantify that. Well, we think you're one of the. We don't think about you very much. How about that? Or we think you're one of the local businesses, or we think you're one of the local heating and air conditioning companies, or we think you're the best heating and air conditioning company, or we've heard good things about you, we've heard bad things about you. Whatever people tell you, that's your baseline to go off of to recheck your identity next year, isn't it?
Yes, and it's interesting that you point out that you ask your customer, because it is, in fact, the age of the customer. A friend of mine wrote a brilliant book with that title. And that's what's determining your identity. But you take a step back and look at how you influence that and what you want that to be, and ask yourself whether or not you're achieving that.
As I've said many times before, folks, whatever you should be doing tomorrow or next year, it's all inside the head of your customer. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.